Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is the Solemnity of St. Patrick. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Luke and is titled, Placed High Upon the Wall. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, Peace to this house. Heal the sick who are there and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you.
Today is the Solemnity of St. Patrick, and the theme of today's reading is missionary discipleship. Like Patrick, we are to proclaim the truth of God's love and mercy to all who come our way. Doing so is the essence of the mission for each one of us as the baptized sons and daughters of God. This is about who we are, for if we are not primarily intent on becoming the sons and daughters of God, then it makes no difference what we say and do. The world is tired of ostensibly Christian people whose lives and hearts do not reflect the person of Jesus Christ. If people do not take what we say seriously, it is because they do not experience Jesus Christ in us. We don't have to be perfect to begin the mission to which each of us has been called. If we were to wait for perfection, we would be waiting a long time. The disciples Jesus sent on the mission in today's gospel reading were far from perfect. It is about where our hearts are directed.
Putting the word into practice.
Do we regularly come into God's presence in prayer, asking to become the merciful and loving presence of Jesus Christ in the world? Do we take that we are to move beyond our egos and preoccupations with what others should or should not be doing seriously, and instead, with all humility, seek to serve and love? Do we expect God to endorse whatever we think is a good idea, rather than asking God to work in and through us in whatever way God would like? Are we willing to become refashioned in Christ, going on a journey that will take us well beyond our comfort zone into a way of being that we can scarcely imagine? Or are we looking for easy answers while waiting for someone to do something, a time when we could sit back on our laurels and leave everything to others to fix everything for us is well past? There is only one way forward. Become the person God is creating you to be, and take the paschal journey through death and resurrection to the life God has for you in Christ. There is no shortcut, and there is no other way. As we celebrate the Solemnity of St. Patrick, we are grateful for the inspiration of a man whose legacy of example and teaching echoes down the ages. In Patrick's confession, we read, I know for certain that before I was humbled, I was like a stone lying in deep mire, and he that is mighty came and in his mercy raised me up, and indeed lifted me high up and placed me on top of the wall. St. Patrick's confession connects with the scripture for today. The reference to purse, bag, and sandals emphasizes one instruction. Do not trust in the things you usually rely on to see you through. The proclamation of the kingdom is dependent on your trust in God and what God is doing in you, not on the various bits and pieces you have at your disposal.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.